Pablo Mucica, you're so serious. God bless you.
Well, that's all done.
Yes, God is still with us in the time of grace, is still with us. Don't judge too quickly. No, no, please not. And never mention a brother by name. Never, 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 never. You can attack wrong teachings, but never attack a brother. I never mention a brother in my lifetime, in all the sermons, never. I would never, no. I will put straight Bible doctrines, yes. But I would never say Eumeneus and Ephesus, the tradition. No, I would not do it. Like our precious brothers in the States. One believes in the return ministry, in the tent ministry, in the parousia, in the thunders. And you've got so many different, some brothers say, 27 different thunder directions. And I just say, everyone is wrong. Everyone is wrong. Yeah, everyone. So brothers, be careful. Don't judge a brother. If I would meet even the man from what is his name, who you gave me the many pages about what he writes. No, just leave it. Next question.
Before you talk, we have more than one assembly once a year.
Pardon?
More than one assembly in one sitting.
More than one assembly in one sitting. This is again in reference to local churches. When the Lord God called me on April the 2nd, 1962, just at the dawning of a new day, he said, my servant, don't establish local churches and don't publish a songbook, for it is a sign of a denomination. So don't ask me about local churches. That's not the part of my ministry. Next question.
Can I ask, if you ask a question, if you just speak a bit loud so that the camera can pick up your voice?
Yes, yes.
Why did John the Baptist specifically say that he is the voice crying in the wilderness? Isn't that he was sort of subtly referring to himself there, or directly?
Yes, yes, beloved brother. He said two things. When he was asked, are you Christ? He said, no. Are you that prophet? He said, no. Are you Elijah? He said, no. John chapter 1, 19 to 21. But then in the same chapter, in verse 23, when they were asked, we must tell those who sent us, who are you, who are you, who are you? He had to say, I'm the voice of the Christ in the wilderness. The voice. Yeah. John 1, 23. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that film was about when I'm going to the deep. Now, he's waiting for an angel there.
Father, can you raise your voice?
Yeah. Okay. That deep going to the deep. He's waiting for an angel there. He said to the angel, he said, I'm waiting for the angel to come. Now, that angel was that angel for the covenant. What angel is there?
That Philip. Brother Brenham, they made the deep call it unto the deep.
Yes.
On that, Brother Brenham said he's waiting for the angel to
yes.
come.
Yes.
The brother's question is which angel is that? Is it the angel of the covenant?
In all the Old Testament, he's called the angel of the Lord, the angel of his presence. And in the early years, 47, 48, 49. Brother Branham, many times in his sermons, especially in the prayer line, he said the same angel that was with Moses in the wilderness is here with us on this platform, because it was the same pillar of fire. So when the Bible speaks about angel, the word angel means messenger. Then every time the Lord appeared as the angel, he had a message to give. As God, he's being worshipped. as angel, he brings a message, he gives a declaration, So don't worry about it. Every time Brother Branham prayed for the sick, that supernatural light in which the angel of God, the angel of the Lord, appeared throughout the Old Testament was the same one. But you cannot say Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the bodily appearing and shape. So you make the difference between the spiritual, supernatural, and the revelation in the physical body. But how can I explain this? It's always the same Lord. But like in the New Testament, brothers, our Lord is, he is Son of David, Son of Abraham, Son of God, Son of Man. He is Lamb of God. He is Mediator. He is High Priest. He is. And he can be all things at the same time. He can be now our High Priest. He can appear in the pillar of fire. He can be visible somewhere on the mountain, and his voice comes from heaven. Yes, you will never find out God. No, just live in the ignorance. Yes, wonderful. Yes, yes. Next question, because we now have to go. I tell you, next time you make European time, not African time. Okay. Well, brothers, it's much appreciated. And don't try to explain, please. God cannot be explained. God cannot be explained. But we understand from the scripture that the one God lived all through eternity in that fullness of light and life in spirit. At the beginning, not in eternity, at the beginning, he came out of that fullness of light and life into a visible form of appearance, walking in the Garden of Eden, speaking all things into existence. It was not the second person. It was the manifestation, the visible manifestation of the invisible, who is spirit, but now revealing himself in a visible form, talking to Adam, creating all things from the viewpoint of the New Testament. He was the Logos. But the Logos is not only a word. The Hebrew word dabar, like for Logos Greek, Hebrew word dabar. There's something like you hear my word. But before you can hear my word, there was somebody speaking that word. There was somebody. So there's not only a word that you hear with your ears, but somebody was speaking that word. Like everything you read in the scriptures, the Lord is himself. He is the word. He is the voice. He is everything in everything. So brothers, I tell you, because I had the great privilege, I heard the voice of the Lord a number of times. But the voice of God, I only heard one time, on June the 11th, 1979. Shall never forget that day, throughout all eternity. The voice of the Lord is a commanding voice, goes through all your bones. But no thunder in the voice of the Lord. But in the voice of God, my oh my, you never heard a thunderclap coming down to my right like this. And every word of the nine words the Lord, the God of heaven spoke, was the thunder within itself. And the word was pronounced so precise, the beginning and the end of every word. And by the way, did you know that the Jews in their credo, which is Shema Israel, I'm the Lord your God, and so forth, every word, the first letter is capital, and the last letter is capital. In every word, in the statement of faith with Israel, they have to pronounce it absolutely precisely. And I was wondering, to be honest, I was wondering every time about the precision the Lord speaks. Every word was not that you speak. I have a hard time to understand your end syllables. But when the Lord speaks, the beginning and the end is emphasized. Mm-hmm. Is emphasized. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Procession, procession, authority, authority. Command, command. Yes. Yes. But I think we must go.
Brother Frank, you referred last night to the body of the Lord being split. But Ben also referred to spoke about it this morning. For the condition in South Africa, as we are sitting here and many of the ministers are ministering in South Africa, is this an acceptable norm for reference to the word of God that the body be split, or shall it come unity before the rapture comes? Or after comes?
Beloved brother, you have got both in the Holy Scriptures. You have got 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it says, we're baptized by one spirit into one body. Then you've got 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. One says, I'm with Cephas, and I'm with Jesus, and I'm with. And then the apostle says, is the body of Christ divided? And this is the human nature that comes in. And that must be stopped. It must be stopped. We have to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And brothers, we who minister have to read 1 Corinthians 12 very carefully and find whether we can be placed, whether we, with our ministries, can be placed. I just read from verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. And you can, one has the gift of wisdom, same Spirit, same Spirit, same Spirit, same Spirit. So what we have to do, beloved brothers, we have to recognize the brother and his ministry, and not just see ourselves, but recognize the brother in their ministries. One might have the evangelistic ministry. One might have the word of wisdom. The other the word of knowledge. But there would be a harmony within the body of Christ, because it's the same Holy Spirit, the same Lord, the same God, who works all in all. Yes, it must come at the end. The true church of Jesus Christ must be as she was at the very beginning. Yes, but only a few years after the beginning, all the wrong teaching started and made their course. Yes, but now it goes back again. After all the wrong teachings, we have to come back again to the beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one teaching, one message, and end. Yes? Yeah? And the ministry of each brother speaks for itself. Not for him, but for itself. Yes? Anybody can claim to be who knows what. A claim doesn't count. There must be the fruit of the ministry must be there. The fruit of the ministry. And every ministry placed by God is for the upbuilding of the church. Not to present one himself, but to share in the ministry. Yes. The moment a brother thinks that he knows something, that he is something, forget it. No. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Frank, in the fivefold ministry, has it also been placed today in the church?
Well, it should be. It's not yet. It is not yet manifested. It is not yet manifested. We have the American system, but not the Bible system. The American system is that the pastor is the head of the local church, He takes the tithes and the offerings, or he takes the tithes and the rest take the offering, and that's it. Because of the American system, we don't see the fivefold ministry in operation. Yes, yes. But the American system is not the Bible way, not the Bible pattern. There were the different ministries. But today, in all the churches, they've got one pastor. And that's it. That's it, finished. One pastor. And by the way, I would have never, up to this day, a single child of God call me pastor. Not a single time. I'm Brother Frank. I will never be addressed as pastor. Why? Because the same Bible, in Matthew 23, says, don't call anybody father, and don't call anybody teacher. One is your teacher.
Amen.
So you're not called by a title.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Called as a brother.
Amen.
If someone goes, pastor, pastor, forget it. Amen. Like priest, priest, and chaplain, chaplain, and pope, pope, forget it. Forget it. It's American system, not Bible way. Maybe I'm too outspoken, but anyway.
Brother Frank? Just a
question.
On this 2nd of September in Krefeld, you spoke about, you mainly about the first one going through the Red Sea, where you mentioned that there is a bomb in Guinea, that there is mercy for people who did not cross the line, or who didn't sin willfully, or isn't guilty of the blood. Where does our brothers that still in the message realms, where do they fit in?
Who fits where?
Our brothers that is still in the message, who you speak to them, but they fail to see the word for the
yes.
last day.
Beloved brother, we just need a little more patience. Because of, I would say, American and especially English-speaking influence, English-speaking influence. And maybe that was what Brother Brennan saw in Switzerland. Yes? He saw the English horse rider moving through Africa. And he also saw an eagle. The big problem today is not in the French-speaking countries or any other speaking countries. The big problem is in the English-speaking countries. Because anybody that came from the USA, they brought dollars with them, they could buy the people, make them their delegates, you know, and their influence, and that's a big problem. And brothers, I tell you, the situation in the end time message, starting with Jeffersonville, brothers, it's not in the Roman Church what you find there. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And that's I spend all my life for one purpose, to share the message of the hour, day and night, day and night. And here, there's a place of idol worship, a place of what have you. And if a brother, a good old friend of Brother Branham's, who gave him $40,000, Brother Branham told me personally, Brother Branham had a tax case, you all know. He was supposed to pay $340,000 to the tax office. He spoke to me in person about it. And this beloved brother, though the negotiation was that finally they agreed that Brother Branham would pay $40,000 instead of $340,000. And then his passport was given back to him. He could not come to Germany because he didn't have a passport. So he talked to me, I talked to him. And then the same brother, who sold his farm in Canada and paid the $40,000 for William Branham, knelt down on his right knee in my hotel room on April the 12th, 1966, trying to make me believe that William Branham is Jesus Christ. Just a day after the funeral of William Branham. So you can understand, from the very moment, there was a fight. And the fight was not with flesh and blood.
No.
The fight was with his brothers who are under a wrong spirit. And his wife had the revelation that William Branham is the third Adam and is Jesus Christ now manifested in the flesh. brothers, I had to throw out the door. He didn't want to leave. I said, the time has come for you to go. And from that time, they said, Brother Frank is against the prophet. Brother Frank, Brother Frank, Brother Frank. And up to this day, they actually hate me. Yes. I will just believe the word of God. William Branham is William Branham. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory.
Amen.
And he will share his glory with nobody.
Amen.
Yeah. But because it had to be straight from the very beginning. I never needed their dollars. I trusted God from the beginning. Yes. I was never bought. Not with a single dollar. No. 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 Yeah, so brothers, you pray for me. My stand internationally is not easy. It's not easy. In I would say, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm convinced, and I give my life for it, that William Branham was the promised prophet. I know all the other the great men. Nobody had a divine call. You go to Oral Roberts, he took courage when he saw what God was doing through the ministry of William Branham. You go to T.L. Osborne, whose manager I was supposed to become in 1916, whose meetings I arranged. I translated for Gordon Lindsay, I translated for most of the Americans. I know them all. Not a single one had a divine call. William Branham had a divine call, a divine commission. And with his ministries, connect the greatest purpose on the face of the earth in the plan of salvation. But the enemy will always come to destroy, to sow the seed of discord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have to watch.
Yes, sir.
We have to watch. The enemy will not go anywhere. He will come right in the paradise. He will always come there where God is. Like in the days of Job. The enemy didn't go anywhere where some people gathered. He came there where the sons of God were gathered. That's where the enemy came. So it's the same today. The enemy doesn't go here and there. He just comes there where the Lord gathers his sons and daughters. And he explains the scripture. Yes, we have to know these things. Yes? So take your stand on the word of God. Don't explain anything. Leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is. Yes. Like we were also touching on Parousia. How can people say the Lord has come? How can they say? When Brother Branham in 1965 greets many, many brothers in Prescott and here and there who wait on the coming of the Lord, who wait on the coming of the Lord. He greets them one after the other. Well, if the Lord has come and William Branham didn't know it, that would be a very sad case. Forget it. It's a difference between the Lord appearing, like we said before, in the same pillar of fire, being over the person that Brother Branham prayed for. The same pillar of fire that was with Moses came down in every meeting. But that was not the return of Christ. That was not the coming of Christ. That was not the resurrection of the dead. That was the presence of the Lord, divinely confirming his word. His prophet was preaching. So you put things where they belong. Yes, the brother looks at the watch. So the time has come. Yes. But the most important is, beloved friends, that you remain humble. Esteem one another higher than yourself. Recognize the brother. Like our brother Gonga here, he goes from city to city, trying to convince the people that God has only one way, one message. And yeah, you share it, and I hope you all understand that every word that comes must be working in the same spirit, in the same direction, same revelation, not adding, just leaving the things as they are. And all you brothers, Brother Mutika and your brother here, and every brother, you have got one intention, to serve the Lord and to prepare the bride of Christ for the return of the bridegroom. Finish. Even there, beloved brothers. In Matthew 25, it speaks about the bridegroom. I mean, in Matthew 24. it's about the food. You distribute the food in due time. But in Matthew 25, it speaks about the bridegroom. And when the bridegroom came, those who were ready went into the marriage. But then in verse 51, it says, when the Son of Man will come and sit on the throne of his glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him. That's a totally different coming. Amen. A totally different coming. So we have to watch, where do you read Son of Man? Where is he spoken as bridegroom? Where does he come? In what connection? Brothers, we need to read this book once again. Yeah. In the fear of God. Yes, in the fear of God. And don't mix it up. Yes. But as we also said before, beloved, there are different ministries. I've never been a prophet. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1949, I said, dear Lord, you can use me in every way except to prophesy. I just never wanted to risk. I wanted to be sure. So the Lord ordained me to the teaching ministry. So I can help it. This is what I have to do. And I do it in the name of the Lord. Yes. So God bless you, brothers. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Yes, be encouraged. We have a future. And the Lord will finish his work. As he finished his work of creation on the seventh day and rested, he will finish his work of salvation at the end of the seventh church age, and we shall move up to glory very soon. We're at the end of the age. Yes, beloved.
Brother Frank, if I could ask, in 1 Corinthians 12, from verse 28,
1 Corinthians 12:28. Yes.
And also in Acts chapter 13, from 1 to 4.
Yes.
The Lord has a fivefold ministry.
Yes.
There are the apostles, teachers, evangelists, etc.
Yes.
In these days where the apostolic ministry, I believe, should be in existence, the apostles,
yes,
teachers, etc., should not the true church of the living God identify those gifts? In other words, if there are apostolic apostles going around, those apostles should be identified by the bride.
Yes. Well, see, beloved, the word apostle actually means a sent one. And before you can be a sent one, there has to be somebody sending you. Like the Lord God was saying to Moses, I'm sending you. And if they will ask, who sent me, what should I say? Tell them the one who sent you is the I am. So before you can be an apostle, you have to receive a direct call, a commission.
Yes.
And then you go to the next. Yes. Then teaching ministry and all the other ministries. For such ministry, you don't need a direct audible voice to hear. Like Timothy and all the others, they never heard, like the Apostle Paul, they never heard, or Barnabas, or all the others who were also called apostles. But they had part in the same commission, in the same ministry, same revelation. And brothers, I wait for the moment, and it will have to come soon, when these things will be manifested. It's one thing to say, the ministries are already with us. Mm. But are they manifested? Mm. Do we see them in operation? Mm. So even there, we should pray, dear Lord, if we are by your grace, your church at this time, if we are in the process of restoration, please manifest it. Please let us be part of this restoration. Put your ministries back with whomever you choose. And we have to be honest with it. And I believe God will do it.
Yes.
God has to do it. Because restoration is restoration. Yes. brothers, we shall have to move, otherwise the plane will move without us. Let's just stand and praise God together. Our Heavenly Father, we commit everything to you, dear Lord, in your holy and precious blood. Dear Lord, I appreciate all these brothers that have come to be here. And I ask you, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit and may all the words of God find their fulfillment in our lives, in our ministries, for the edification of the body of Christ. Dear Lord, be with all these brothers in the things, O God, that our thoughts may be your thoughts, your word, Lord, your word. Dear Lord, and bless us together. Bless the brothers in this city, in this country. Bless all the brothers from the Republic of Congo. Bless all the African countries. Bless all to Africa.
Bless the way and everyone who has the string, Lord, for the going forward
and your way. And Lord, may you make fresh give your praise and glory for the blood of the new covenant that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, let us overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Dear Lord, may divine wisdom and understanding and revelation be with each and every brother. Have your way and bless us all. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. Once again, we thank you for sending your servant and prophets in our time to give us divine orientation and once again speak to us directly from heaven, revealing your whole counsel. Dear God, be with us. Bless each brother and be with us now on the journey. We just commit all things to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.